from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
We hope that you are all doing okay, dear listeners. This week, we are going to turn our attention to something kind of hot off the press. And Nigel has noticed that Laura Overton has produced a report. Laura, who used to head up Towards Maturity and is now an independent analyst, she's produced a report for the Open University and Training Zone on flexible learning. So, Nigel, tell us a bit about why you think this is worthy of attention.
Well, the first reason I think is going to appall everybody. The first reason is because it's nice and short. I actually like short reports that get to the point and move on. And this is 21 pages in total. And it just rehearses a lot of the current thinking about, you know, any time, any place, that kind of model of learning at the point of need, learning where you need it, learning in a form that you need it. And I think above all, in this current climate, it's very timely. I don't know when Laura finished it, probably a while ago, but it's very, very timely. And I think it makes some very sensible points as we go through. And it's a kind of antidote to the content crazy minority that we have at the moment, which is, you know, let's ship content. We need buckets of content. Sell us content. That's how we're going to survive in our learning operation now we've closed the classrooms. This is saying the exact opposite, in a sense. You've just got to have the right amount that solves problems, that gets people doing good and productive work. And it reinforces a lot of the statistics that we knew already, Martin, like 94% of those questioned liked to learn at their own pace. 58% learn at the point, at the time when they need it most. And 76% learn online because they want to do their job faster and better. Now, these things are worth rehearsing. So I honestly don't think there's going to be massive revelation here. I don't think anyone's going to pick this up and go, oh, I just didn't know any of that. But they're going to find it very, very reassuring. So the what she defines as flexible learning is also quite good. It's about being connected, current and convenient. So it's real world stuff, works for the individual and is relevant for that moment, meaningful, not content buckets dumped on people, but convenient learning. So for those reasons, I think it's worth looking at. And it's a free download. And Training Zone are going to make a big deal of it, as they should, as they've sponsored it. And I think it's kind of the right time to be talking about this stuff. That's my view, Martin.
Yeah, and I think I would echo your point about, on page 10, this point about the definition of flexible learning. I think it on page 10, there's got this little simple little diagram that talks about that current, convenient and connected. And the opportunity now is to potentially reset and recast what learning is in organisations as organisations continue to respond to the pandemic and potentially change and shift the way they work based on maybe new commercial opportunities or a commercial response to the pandemic. So it seems to me like, as you say, it's timely because it enables us to reflect on what could be good learning from here.
Yes.
On.
Yeah? Yeah, I think so. I agree with you entirely. And it's also saying that if you take charge of your own learning, because that's the other flip side of flexible learning is that ability to control. It actually increases well-being. It allows people to change faster and adapt to changing business needs. And the truth is, in the light of this, if we stop obsessing with the pandemic and start to focus on what we're going to do when we get out of this, what life will be like, how it will change, we're going to need a lot of resilience and adaptability to cope with what I think nobody is disagreeing, what is going to be a very, very different world. So we should probably stop it there. Worth reading, and it's well thought through, as always with Laura, very well written, and mercifully short.
Great. Thanks, Nigel.
It's a great pleasure, Martin. Good to talk to you.
From scratch.